Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, this will be a busy, if not a bombastic day as I attack the pure evil Democrats. I mean, I can't even control myself as I open up here, but maybe I'd better just get going with our first guest. Her name is Julie C. Lellis. The book is co-written with Melissa Eggleston. And Julie is an associate professor and associate department chair in the School of Communications at Elon University. She's written a number of books. Melissa Eggleston is a content strategist and a user experience specialist. The book, The Zombie Business Cure, How to Refocus Your Company's Identity for More Authentic Communication. It is published in paperback by Korea Press. And nice to have you with us, Julie.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, you know, and you look at this, and maybe you can set up an analogy. I mean, it's a question that may stun you for a second, but I'm hooked on The Walking Dead. I have for years. The zombies going through there. But, I mean, if they were part of a corporation, would it be analogous to what you talk about here in terms of how, and obviously this is a gross exaggeration and distortion, but would it be analogous to what you write about in this book?
Absolutely, yeah. So we have, the book sort of talks about zombie traits that we identify, and it's related to communication strategy. So zombies that communicate poorly are kind of stiff in their communication. They're not very flexible. They're very self-absorbed, haphazard. They make kind of silly mistakes that a lot of human organizations would do a lot better by being more focused on their identity and being more flexible and giving and very mindful of audiences and what people need.
Is it, and I want to give the subtitle of the book, How to Refocus Your Company's Identity for More Authentic Communication. You just mentioned identity. Do you think this is as much a matter of complacency without companies who have middle and upper managers kind of enforcing a positive atmosphere in there, or is it kind of endemic to the employees themselves?
I think so. I mean, I think that businesses can get complacent in a number of ways. One is that they tend to often look around and just sort of see what everyone else is doing and emulate that, right? So, oh, well, we're on social, all of our competitors are on social media. We should be on social media too. Or, you know, we need to advertise in this way or that way because that's what other people are doing and it seems to work for them. When really what we think is there's more evidence to support that if companies are really clear on who they are as individuals and they have a strong identity, they're going to be more authentic and have a deeper connection with audiences. And that does start with the internal culture. So the people that work for you and have chosen to be a part of your business need to be on board with kind of the core values of the business. I've definitely worked with professionals who felt like their own identity didn't really align with the corporation or business that they were working for, and that doesn't always feel great for them, and it doesn't always work well for the business.
So if people who are reading this book and want to be introspective may have to identify two issues here. Number one, what is your identity? And if there are issues that they are dealing with, how do they go about removing them?
Yeah, that's a good question. So identity is really based on core values. And what do you really firmly believe about who you are? Let me give you an example. So I worked, had a great interview, and I love telling stories. So I worked with Reverend Nat out of Portland, Oregon, and he sells hard cider. And his whole identity is built around making the most unusual ciders that no one else would ever make. And so he tries whatever he can to continue to do that and be authentic to that. And his whole dream started just by riding around with his daughter on his bicycle and picking apples because everyone in the neighborhood had apple trees. And he sort of threw his heart and soul into that, and he became sort of evangelical about making his own cider, and that's where he got the name Reverend Nat. And all of his products sort of align with that really creative and innovative focus on who he is. So he has kind of core values that are already set up to do what he loves. And so he emulates that in how he communicates visually with his audience. So his website looks a lot like him and includes a lot of a sense and feel for what Reverend Nat would love to do. So what you do, what you look like, what you say, all should relate to core values. And if your identity is sort of not feeling, I mean, a lot of people feel lost with who they are, or your business can sort of feel like, hey, we're not really on track, or our customers are not really saying the things that we want them to say about us. And that's when you can sort of refocus and take a look at what those core values are. And then you can examine your website and look and see, does this copy, you know, suggest that we're a fun-loving company and that we wear jeans to work and give each other high fives at work, you know? So you have to really take a look at yourself and then also at your business values. And are you running a company in the way that resonates with who you are and the things that you care about?
Are there common zombie traits that seem to fit everyone in this profile?
Common zombie traits. Well, we hope that most people are more human, but when it comes to marketing and being a good business, I mean, one of the things that's the most difficult, I think, is to really distinguish yourself from others. So zombies all look and act the same, right? They walk around in kind of the same manner, and they don't really have much of a personality, so they're kind of somewhat indistinguishable. Well, we think everybody has a personality, and all businesses have that sort of deeper connection with who they want to be, and so finding that can be a challenge, but it can also work really well to your advantage. I think self-absorption is another zombie trait. So zombies are kind of on a mission to eat brains and sort of, you know, feel good for themselves and try to, and they're just harming other people in that quest. And so organizations that are more giving and kinder to their audiences, they give a lot of information about what's going on, or say they have a faulty product or something that doesn't go well, or their CEO says something not very great on television. One example would be when Lululemon had yoga pants that were too thin. You know, everyone's spending $100 to buy these pants, and they have good quality products. And the pants had a quality defect. And the CEO went on the news and basically sort of ended up, other people perceived him as blaming the size of women's size for why the material looked too thin. And that didn't go over very well. You know, audiences didn't like that. So there are a lot of ways that companies make mistakes, but zombie mistakes can definitely be corrected and they can be fixed. One of the things we do we have little zombie remedies in the book. So one of those is simple instructions for how to apologize. So how to apologize to your customers about something that you said or did that didn't really resonate with them or with who you are as a business.
Does the primary response? Well, I think the primary responsibility to correct flaws lies within ourselves. But what is corporate management doing in industry in order to either directly this problem you describe as zombie behavior, or they may have another description of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that some of it is starting to lie in customer service, right? So customer service is happening online today, in public. People are responding to products and ideas and the things that companies say and do in a public forum. So recognizing that management has to sort of be on top of what's happening in the online space where customers are chatting with each other and also trying to communicate with the company, I think is really important. Does that answer your question, Stu?
Yeah, I think it certainly pretty much does. This isn't physics or math or chemistry. There's
right.
no quantitative solution to any of this. We've got less than a minute to go. Is there some synopsis or added content that you'd like to add?
I think that there's a really interesting piece about the triple bottom line that would be of interest to your listeners with Money Matters. So the triple bottom line relates to sustainability, and we think it can also relate to how you communicate. So you can communicate for profit, you can communicate for people, and you can communicate for the planet. And the planet really means respecting the environment, talking to audiences in the way that resonates with them. So there's a lot of good little tips in there that I think will have help companies sort of develop a sense of self and be more authentic and communicating with others. So we hope that it's
Julie C.
a self-help
Lewis,
book.
The Zombie Business Cure, How to Refocus Your Company's Identity for More Authentic Communication. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Stu. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll break, and then I'm going to dive right into politics and how angry I am today. Keyword, Jeff Sessions. Disgraceful.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Ann Coulter, and I just had a great interview with Stu Taylor.
Touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me.
All right, we're back, and you know, you talk about containing emotions. There are days, and from doing this for years, that I come on, and you know, you contain your emotions, and you do as professional job as you can, and then there are other days like today. Where I'll contain my emotions. I mean, I have to. It's my obligation to my listening audience. But let me say very calmly, I think many, many, many members of the Democrat Party are sheer traitors. They should be all imprisoned. I'm not kidding you. They have put their own self-interests and the common goal of destroying Trump and this administration ahead of the country's needs. And the examples are numerous. Because what I started to do just to seek some pleasure was to start watching CNN and C-SPAN MSN, well, more of MSNBC and C-SPAN. And the pleasure was seeing these miserable SOBs suffer who can't get over this election. And it's gotten to the point right now where they are so devious. I don't even know where to begin. Al Franken, Donna Brazile, Adam Schiffer, Dick Durbin, Chuck Schumer's the worst, Nancy Pelosi. It doesn't end because they're all taking the party line to destroy someone who legitimately won this presidency. And you know what I say to them? If you have your own self-interests at stake, take a look at the market. Market was up 303 yesterday. I'm not going to get into what my specific holdings are, but I've got a lot in the stock market. And yeah, people say, well, it's going to drop. We're going to have the fall. Yeah, of course it is. So if you think the market's going to collapse and the bubble, I don't think it's going to happen until we get tax reform, corporate tax reform, reduction of taxes for our middle class and regulations cuts. I think we got some legs. I mean, there's some economist out there talking about 25,000. Well, we're at 21,000 plus. I mean, it's shocking. And even on, and I was watching CNN this morning. I have to have a clothespin over my nose. I can't stand it. Whether it's Jake Tapper or Wolf Blitzer. Oh my God, they're revolting. Aaron Burnett, who was saying that Trump should be tried as a traitor. Aaron Burnett, the once respected financial person on CNBC, she's in the bag too. Throw Joe Scarborough in there. You know, Joe, I talk about you probably more than anyone else on this show, because you've been I've had a friendship, a superficial friendship, okay? I mean, I've met Joe many times and talked with him. And I'll tell him to his face the next time I do how he sold out the party. The country, based upon Trump's speech, based upon the market. Oh, let me finish what I was about to say. Sorry. So if you think Trump is so bad and you're into and you got your own self-interest and you say, oh, the market's going to crash. Oh, you're going to be right sooner or later. Of course it is. Sell your stocks. Sell your holdings. Cash in. I mean, if I cashed in on the profits of the past 2 months, I'd have one hell of a nice little profit. I mean, I'm choosing not to, but that's another issue. So cash in and say thank you so much, because even CNBC and CNN are attributing it to the Trump effect. But no, that's not good enough. This morning I wake up and they're all over Jeff Sessions, my favorite congressman, who has done so much for this country in his service. And now they're talking about him recusing himself, a federal investigation. What did Trump know? Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama committed so many scandalous acts. And I'm not exaggerating this out of anger. They both could have been tried for treason. And the reason I'm not going through it, I went through this for the past 8 years. I'm not going through it anymore. Went through it even before that with Hillary Clinton, Hillary Rotten. The question is about Jeff Sessions. First of all, this whole thing with the Russians is pure you-know-what, pure unadulterated you-know-what. The White House is standing by Sessions over meetings. Jeff Sessions claims the contact he had. I mean, really? Is it such a disgrace that he had with a Russian member of Congress was as an ambassador? And now it's all going to come out, and Al Franken. I wish he'd run with Jill Stein, then he'd have a ticket Frankenstein. Did you see him with that lip up over his bottom lip, over his upper lip? No respect. Not an ounce of respect during the congressional speech by Trump. The White House dismissed this as a partisan attack as to whether Attorney General Jeff Sessions lied during his confirmation hearing about conversations that he had with Russia's ambassador to the United States while he was a surrogate for Trump. Yeah, the Justice Department confirmed that Sessions had contacts. So far, there's no crime. It's like this whole thing with Russia interfering in the election. They can't uncover a crime, and yet everybody on the far left, and they're talking impeachment, recusing themselves, resign. Nancy Pelosi. Oh, what a pea brain. Here's a quote from Nancy Pelosi. After lying under oath to Congress about his own communications with the Russians, the Attorney General must resign. It's unbelievable. Sessions met with the ambassador in official capacity as a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, and that's consistent with his testimony. And Jeff Sessions, his quote is, well, I have not met with any Russians at any time to discuss any political campaign. Those remarks are unbelievable to me, and I don't have anything else to say about that. And if it's necessary, he'll recuse himself. It's gone too far, ladies and gentlemen, because by and large, and this is a statement, the far left in this country and with the representation of the Democratic Party don't give two hoots about this country. They don't care. They're not patriotic Americans. And I don't even couch that remark. They're traitors. I'm so angry, I wish I could say more on radio. I wish I could say what I'm thinking. But it would be my last radio show. All right, we're going to come back.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
is Talk Radio.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Lanny Davis doing an interview with Stu Taylor about my book, Crisis Tales, Five Rules for Coping with Crises in Business, Politics, and Life. I'm enjoying this interview very much, especially because Stu Taylor, who may be wrong politically about almost everything, is a gentleman and knows how to civilly disagree with my very liberal perspective.
Darling, you send me.
All right, we return, and we may have a guest coming on here in a moment or two, or maybe not, but I'd like to be able to continue. Actually, I prefer to continue with this particular point because of last night and haven't caught every minute of it. Boy, did Trump fit into this role like a hand fitting into the perfect glove, unlike O.J. Simpson? What a marvelous job he did. In case anybody doesn't know it, he loves it. I mean, he just loves it. So let's go through some of the issues of accord or discord. The Democrats, who have notoriously run up the national debt, and this was what Trump mentioned, that Obama more than doubled it. The biggest debt combined of all presidents in his 8 years. Yeah, but the Democrats only want to talk about debt incurrence when it comes to the Republicans. So when Trump comes out and all right, we're going to talk about this later. I think it's time to go to our guest. I just want to finish this statement. When the Democrats want to talk about improving the infrastructure of this country and spending $1 trillion or $1.1 trillion, they're not concerned about where the money's coming from. This is one of their platforms. But now that Trump wants to do it, they want an accountability for every single nickel. And we'll be talking more about this during the week, but let's go to our guest. His name is Mark Stoner. He's been in, and you're going to say, what, the chimney industry? Well, it's not the whole story. He's been in the chimney industry for 30 years. He ran a one-truck company for 18 years. And then he turned around and built a multi-million dollar chimney company only a few years later. He's the current president of the Chimney Safety Institute of America, and he is featured on season 2 of the CNBC TV series Blue Collar Millionaires. I want to give you his website. It's markstoner.com, the name of the book, Blue Collar Gold, How to Build a Service Business from the Dirt Up, and it is published by... As I try to stall here, what is this? Hold on. Who's the publisher, Mark?
It's Next Century Publishing.
Okay, Next Century. Nice to have you on. Some of the great success stories, many of the great success stories in this country are not glamorous Hollywood stories or sensational empire building like Donald Trump, but they're kind of in the background, quiet things like Harvey McKay and 3M. Like this chimney business, and honestly, with all due respect, I've never used a chimney sweeper in my life. And when one calls me, I just thank them and quickly hang up. what was the initiative to write this book?
So, you know, I like you said, I've been in the chimney business for 30 years. I have also consulted with, you know, hundreds of small businesses. And my point was, if I can build a multi-million dollar business, then of all things, chimney sweeping, I could show people how to build a multi-million dollar business in really any type of service business. And I had read some stats about there's over 3 million unfilled blue-collar jobs in the U.S. Sorry, I'm in a windy place. But like 15 to 25 million people unemployed. And so the blue-collar option is so open, but we tell our kids, go to school, get a degree so you don't have to do that kind of work. And we've kind of made blue-collar workers like second-class citizens. And my point is, man, there's a huge opportunity. Since we've been saying that narrative for so long, there is a lack of blue-collar workers, and they're paying more and more all the time. So let's re-look at that opportunity.
Yeah, and I'd like to expand what you said on the perspective that you sent your kid to college now. It's, you know, easily $250,000. Now you got two or three kids. There's just no way I know how people manage it. There have to be options, and the stain and the perception of blue-collar work, which most people differentiate from knowledge-based society, there is no, there shouldn't be stained or it shouldn't be tainted. How do you remove that perception? That's a difficult thing to do.
Well, you're right. It is very difficult. We've been ingrained in it for generations because, you know, for generations we thought, you know, because it was true for so long. Get a college degree, you're going to have a better life than if you had to do blue-collar work. Blue-collar work was the guy who went to work all day, wore his body out, came home, went to the bar, and, you know, didn't have a great life. And also college was cheaper, so it was less expensive to get this degree that would literally elevate your life. And they call it, you know, one stairway to heaven. That's just not true anymore with the how expensive college has gotten to be. And then also wages are relatively flat. You know, kids coming out of college with degrees, they just simply aren't using them. Almost 60% of kids graduating with these degrees, they don't use them for what they get a job at. So we need to change that. And I was on a television show, Blue Collar Millionaires, on CNBC a couple weeks ago, and it celebrates, hey, you know, there's a lot of money if you're willing to get out there and do some work, do the work, you can really literally become a millionaire doing other things. You don't have to create the next app or the next game or the next, technology thing. Good old-fashioned hard work can lead to a lot of success.
But let me take a balanced view on this and, in a sense, play devil's advocate. I don't know the numbers, but I think 9 out of 10 new businesses fail. It's kind of a dismal prospect for people when they're thinking of starting up a business. So what advice do you have? And not for people who necessarily have that negative perception, but are facing the reality of it.
Yeah, that's a great question. So a couple things. You know, I basically started my chimney business with a bucket, a brush, a vacuum, a ladder, and I'm in for very little money. What I had to use a lot of was sweat equity, a lot of, you know, work. And literally I would go door to door. This is in the 80s, knocking on the door saying, hey, you got free chimney inspection, because I really didn't know what, you know, I didn't have money to market. But you could start anything. You could walk dogs. You could bake cakes. You could, you know, cut hair. You can paint houses. You don't have to get in with a lot of money. Most businesses fail because they overextend themselves financially, over leverage, and they don't have a market that buys their product. So if you start off doing the work, the guerrilla marketing, the hustle, you'll, one, learn really good, you know, work ethic and a lot of business savvy without financing it. And I think most businesses fail because they get a big loan, they get somebody to back them, and they simply don't have the business smarts or the marketing to get it to really work.
Yeah, so I can't resist this one, but look at Indian Chief Elizabeth Warren. I mean, she's accumulated a fortune of in excess of $15 million. Remember, this is tongue-in-cheek, by flipping houses. So there were a lot, there were a lot of directions to go in.
There's literally hundreds of thousands of directions. Anything you can literally pick that you would want to do, especially in the service business. I'll give you an example. I was at a mall the other day, and I walked by a guy selling phone cases, iPhone cases, and that kind of thing. And I said, you know, I was talking to him. I said, how's the phone case business? He said, terrible. He said, everybody can buy any of this on the Internet. He said, you know what is great? Fixing phones. Literally, he had a lineup of phones to fix them. And he was making $120 a pop, and he fixed mine in 20 minutes. And he had one after another after another. I went to a watch repair place. I had a pin that came out of my watch band. And I said, how's the watch business? And they go, we don't sell many watches, but we fix watches all day long. We have a lineup of watches to fix. Literally, if you're willing to fix, do something that you can't push a button on the Internet and get done, that's where the future is. If you can push a button and get a job done, get a thing created, that's always going to be farmed out. But literally, I can't push a button and get my chimney fixed. I can't push a button and get my watch fixed, my iPhone fixed. I've got to have somebody do that, and that's where the opportunity is.
All right. Are you able to stick around for another segment?
I am. I've got a few minutes. I'm getting ready to do a scuba dive at the Georgia Aquarium.
All right. Do you want to pick this up at a later time then?
No, I've got a few minutes. Sure.
All right. Okay. We're going to come back. We're going to take a break here in a minute. And my guest is Mark Stoner, Blue Collar Gold, How to Build a Service Business from the Dirt Up, New Century Press. And he will return to give you some tips if you're an aspiring entrepreneur. This is Stu Taylor.
Searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, license number DC-32.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hello, this is Bill Bratton. I'm Chairman of Kroll, former Police Commissioner of New York, and Chief in Los Angeles. I just did a great interview with Stu Taylor on his show. I want to thank him. It's a great show, thoughtful questions, and you get a chance to do more than sound bites.
All right, we are rejoined by Mark Stoner. The book is Blue Collar Gold, How to Build a Service Business from the Dirt Up. I love stories like this because there are so many successful people who, quote, fly under the radar because what they do may not be sexy. I mean, that's just my opinion. I don't find chimney sweeping or cleaning very important to me or sexy, but obviously it's a great industry. But maybe I don't have enough fires going, and that may be a good reason. Mark, as we return, some basic advice. You know, I see so many people who jump into starting up businesses. No marketing. Oh, I got an idea.
Right.
Let's have a frog store on a side street in a main town. You know, yep. You know why? Because they're emotionally driven. What advice do you have for people who do marketing? Always market first what you have to put out.
Yeah, exactly. You know, most of the time people, they don't realize how the customers will think about their product. They have no idea how to market. They don't know what customers think about how their, for instance, in my business, I'm not just a chimney sweep. What we do is we repair chimneys. We stop chimneys from leaking. So I had to come to the realization that people aren't going to call a chimney sweep necessarily to fix their chimney. I came up with a program, We Fix Leaky Chimneys. What I find with, and then so people are like, oh, I didn't know you did that. There's a book out there called The Rainmaker, and it talks about how most customers do not realize all the things you can do for them. So they have no idea, say, you're a handyman, and they don't really realize all the things you can fix in the house. So you just, people assume people know. So you literally have to market to small, like, laser focus on one thing. It's, let's just say you're in business and you're a handyman. You don't want to say, I fix all the, you know, 50 different things. What you have to do is say, I fix this one thing. And you market that over and over. And then you move to the next thing. I take care of this other, whatever the high profit things are, what will get you in the door. So really break down your service or your business into whatever a problem is for customers, and then that you are the solution. And you just hammer that kind of message over and over again. And that really helps. And you can do that with networking, with, you know, I'm in networking groups. You can do it with quick radio commercials, quick TV commercials. But you're right in the sense you have, most people have no idea how to market what they're good at. And the message is keep it simple.
Let's have you go through some of the real principles in your book for aspiring entrepreneurs. Start out by talking a little bit about goal setting and maybe setting your aspirations a little higher than your level of achievement and continuing to move it up?
Sure. So one of the things most people have heard their whole life is you need to set goals to be successful. The most successful people set goals, yet most people don't do it. Why don't they do it? Because you don't want to do it. Because you don't want to fail. You don't want to set something that's not going to be your real. But in my book, I talk about you set goals every day. You set goals for where you're going to go to lunch. You set a goal for getting up in the morning. You set a goal for making sure you watch the right television show. Because why do you do that? Because you can easily attain that goal. And in my book, you know, why not set an easy goal for your business? Like, I'm going to read a business book. I'm going to read a business book this month. And for me, I'm a big reader, so I want to read. You need to read about 100 books, really, before you're an expert on almost any topic. But basically, set goals that you can achieve, but set a goal. You know, tell, it's like going on a trip. Like, you're going to say you were going to come. I live in Nashville, Tennessee. You're going to come to Nashville, and you're going to set your GPS for Nashville, Tennessee. It's going to tell you it's going to take you, you know, 14 hours to get there, and you're going to take these roads, and you're going to arrive at this time, and it's this many miles. Well, why? And if you get off track, it says recalculating, and it gets you back on track. So setting that big goal in your life will help. And if you really believe it, you really believe you're coming to Nashville, Tennessee, or I really believe I'm going to make $1 million in whatever business it is, what are the small steps? What are the road markers? What are the, am I making sure I'm still on track? Did I hire enough people? Did I get enough income coming in? And really set a goal for yourself to get there. And for me, that changed everything, to really pick a direction where my business is going to go and shoot for it.
I talk about weighing the risk of starting your own business. Never be fully married to anything so that you can't accept, and I don't like to say failure, a non-success. I think failure is not trying. But everyone should have an exit strategy.
Right. So that's, there's a saying, begin with the end in mind. So when you start any business, and when I start a business now, I say, okay, I like this business, I love it, but at some point I'm going to be getting out of this business. So then you pick your direction. Do you want to sell the business? So if you do, you're going to set up the business in a very different way to sell it than if you're just going to close the doors, or you think you're going to give it to an employee, or you're just going to back away from it and it keep making money and you keep getting paid. But the main thing is to set up how you want to get out of it and do that at the very beginning, and therefore it helps guide all your decisions while you build it.
All right, Mark Stoner joining us. Got a minute or two here, and I think the importance of success is predicated on having a great work-life balance. You talk about that. It's so important because it makes your ability to perform optimally that much greater if we've got that so-called downtime.
It does. You know, I've struggled with that. I wrote about it because I personally struggle with it. I get really focused. I think a lot of people can really get focused on things, and they forget about the home team. They forget about the life balance. And I've never quite figured out, but what I do, it's kind of more like a teeter-totter. It doesn't stay balanced, but on one side, I will fully work hard to achieve something and literally, you know, get it launched. And then the home team kind of has to wait a little bit. And then they know me, but then when I finally do launch something, I then move to the home team and work with, you know, and do more with, you know, with the life part of the balance, you know. And so I don't know that you can truly achieve balance and really get anywhere. To me, I've got to really focus. But if you stay focused on business, you clearly miss your life, and you clearly can burn a lot of your people out that truly love you and are behind you. So my wife says sometimes, she's like, I need a ticket on the Mark Stoner Express. You know, please make sure I'm involved in this. And that's how she keeps me balanced, is just to make sure. She says, hey, it's time for me. I need you to put a few of these things down. And you just got to listen to the people around
you. All right. Thank you so much. Mark Stoner, Blue Collar Gold, how to build a service business from the dirt up. This is Stu Taylor. Back tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,